Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. That's where you can get reliable repairs, honest pricing, and decades of experience. Chris has been fixing appliances for over 45 years, and he does it for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. So the next time you have a problem with a home appliance, don't go out and spend hundreds on a new one. Especially the way prices are today, because Chris can fix it for a whole lot less. Reliable and reasonable. That's Chris Moore's Appliance Service. So put his number in your cell phone so the next time you need it, you'll have it right at your fingertips. It's 523-5911. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. Topping Friday's local news, shortly after 1 a.m. on Friday morning, city police investigated the report of a car that veered off the road on Packard Road at Webb Street. It drove through a yard there, smashed through a chain-link fence, then came to rest in a parking lot across the street. When police arrived, they found the driver sitting in the car, and police said he appeared intoxicated. After the initial investigation, the male, who was not said to be seriously hurt, was taken into custody and charged with DWI. Other details on that accident were not immediately available, and police say their investigation into the incident is continuing. More local news headlines coming up, but a reminder, the folks at Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main, want you to enjoy fast service, familiar faces, and people you can count on. Because at Wellness Park and Community Medical, local care is done right. They know you by name, and they believe healthcare should be personal. That's why they greet you by name, and not by a number like they do in some corporate drugstores. There's a big difference in the service. It's like the rebirth of the old hometown drugstores, with all the conveniences of the new modern drugstores. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, they're locally owned and operated, and they show it. Other accidents reported today include a vehicle into a ditch. That happened Friday morning in the 1900 block of Lockport Road. Volunteers from Lewiston No. 1 responded with police to that one, which occurred around 8 a.m. on Friday, with no further details released. The same on two accidents we told you about first yesterday, where a school bus was involved in an accident on Pine Street Thursday morning in Lockport. Lockport police did not specify if there were any children on the bus at the time or if there were any injuries connected with that crash. And here in the Falls, no further information was released on an accident we also told you about first yesterday. That was where a pedestrian was struck by a vehicle on Elmwood Avenue. City police and the fire department assisted there with no further details on the crash or any injuries. Sheriff deputies, while on routine patrol on the Lockport-Olcott Road, said they noticed a car on the opposite side drive off the pavement, then get back on, overcompensating and swerving into the patrol car's lane. Deputies stopped that car and determined that the driver, identified as Bailey Russell, appeared to be intoxicated. She reportedly did admit to deputies that she was coming from a bar and then allegedly failed a number of field sobriety tests. Russell ended up being charged with aggravated driving while intoxicated after blowing a .28 on a breath screening test. She was also charged with failing to stay in her lane. Now she'll answer to all the charges next month in Newfane Court. Deputy said she was held in the county jail pending arraignment in Cap Court on the charges. Sheriff investigators have arrested an area juvenile in connection with a burglary that occurred at the Anjo Baseball Club on Davison Road in Lockport in March, where the snack bar was broken into and money was removed from the register. Then authorities said a door to a storage area next door was broken into and a four-wheel ATV was stolen. Deputies tracked down that suspect, who was identified as a 17-year-old who's been charged with burglary, three counts of criminal mischief, grand larceny, and with possession of stolen property in connection with that four-wheeler. Due to his age, his name was not released, but deputies said he will now have to appear in youth court on those charges. City Councilman Brian Archie got his hands dirty today, but that was a good thing, because as executive director of Create a Healthier Niagara Falls Collaborative, the councilman, but not in that capacity, joined a group this morning that went out to improve a situation in the Falls. and they gathered in Packard Court and planted 15 new trees.
And we, in partnership with the Arbor Day Foundation and AES Renewable Energy, we planted trees out at the Packard Court near the community center. We were able to obtain some funding for this project to help restore the environmental landscape and try to mitigate some of the air quality issues that have been coming from the Goodyear plant and other industrial entities in that space.
Archie said it was in an effort to improve air quality in the city and a good excuse to replace some of the trees that have been lost in the area for a while. And he said the best part about it wasn't a city project and it didn't cost the city a nickel.
And so, like, we just thought this was an opportunity to really try to work to give back and restore the treescape and just mitigate some of the environmental issues that have been plaguing us for decades.
Archie said they plan to do more tree planting in the future, and if you know an area that needs it, you can let them know about it by calling 716-777-1034. And finally, New York Senator Rob Ort has inducted Tara Fool into his 2026 Woman of Distinction class. Tara is an educator at the Star Point Central School and a fighter of breast cancer. She was also recognized by the American Cancer Society as the 2025 Strider of the Year for her fundraising and her efforts with making strides against breast cancer. Each year, one outstanding woman from each Senate district is recognized for their contributions to their communities. And this year, Tara was Senator Ort's nominee from the 62nd District. The senator said it's an honor and a privilege to nominate and induct such a dedicated, inspirational, and selfless woman to the esteemed program. Despite battling stage 4 breast cancer, he says Tara refuses to surrender and is instead out educating not only her students, but all women throughout the community on the importance of how screening and early detection saves lives. Senator Ort says Tara's dedication sets her apart from the rest, and he said he's proud to highlight her remarkable achievements through this program, the 2026 Woman of Distinction. If it happens in your area, we want you to know, and if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, you can always practice on the same simulators that the pros use when you golf at the Links of Niagara, where parking for golfers is always free. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net, or for even more convenience, by adding niagararadio.net to the search bar on Facebook. And keep in mind, over the weekend and at night, if major news should break out, we'll break in and tell you about it right here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.